This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is a daily tip. Good to have you with us on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up here on the show, Bucks and Chargers. Oh, looking to improve to 2-0. We'll preview each game on the card tonight on Monday Night Football. You know what's amazing? You know who is amazing? Scottie Scheffler. Because here we are, the day after a weekend of football, and all he did over the weekend was win for the sixth time this year. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody, which I get it. It's that time of year. It's football. This guy has now won six times in consecutive seasons. The only other players to ever do that. He won the Pro Corps Championship this weekend. Tiger, Jack, Arnold Palmer. That's it. That's the list. He's now won this year alone more than $27 million. And what's crazy is this is how you know that you're the best of the best when you see a headline like this in golf and you shrug your shoulders and you're like, Scotty, that's what he does. It's so impossibly difficult to do. And yet he continues to do it. It's amazing.
Yeah. And I think you can tell by the odds that they put on Scotty Scheffler to win golf tournaments. He's like plus 200, plus 150 in a sport where usually an outright win, you know, you can get a very good golfer for 8-1. Like, this used to be the prices on Scotty Scheffler and all the boys on the PGA Tour, you know, the big dogs. But now Scotty Scheffler is just so dominant, especially in some of these tournaments that don't have the field that, you know, the majors do. Because it was him and Ben Griffin going toe-to-toe, and I do feel for Ben Griffin here. But still, like, it is wild what we're seeing from Scotty Scheffler, and I understand it's football season, but Scotty continues to do absolutely dominating things while having some balance in his personal life. It's crazy. Because I feel like we are led to believe that greatness is only achieved when you have a singular focus in your life and you're a psycho about details, about everything. You are solely focused on your sport. But Scotty Scheffler is also like a good person, or at least from what we see. Feels like he's a great dad, a great husband. So it's just crazy what he's doing while having it all. Like, I feel like you hear that term for like working women, but like Scotty Scheffler's doing that too. He has it all.
He has it all. Oh, is Scotty cooking dinner tonight after a long day on the course?
Probably.
He sure is. He probably is, actually. You know? I mean, this guy. I mean, he goes to jail. He comes out. Unbelievable. He's like, he spent a little time in a poke. He came out just fine. You know? The guy does it all. Doesn't matter. He can't stop him. It's good for
him. Well, because we can joke about him being arrested because, like, it was such, like, a bizarre deal. Like, it wasn't that he was, like, out in Las Vegas with strippers.
Oh, right. No. Not at all. But I mean, you know, even he said, look, there's a text thread and my mugshot is all over it. So he just continues to, but good on him. And I think it's amazing how he is able to control his emotions in a way that, definitely sort of hides this really fiery competitiveness. If you talk to anyone who knows Scotty or who has played with him, like not on a PGA Tour event, like playing a round of golf, apparently he just talks a ton of smack. Like he's just all way, which you wouldn't think about it, but it sort of makes sense when you think about underlying that demeanor is a competitor, which, you know, of course defines all the greats.
Right. There's two wolves inside of everybody. He's just very good at like keeping those compartmentalized. And here's the thing. Yeah. When you're as good at something as Scottie Scheffler is, I feel like talking trash would be so easy. Right? Because you have the ultimate bag of ammo. You're just like, well, you guys going to compete with me this week or what? That's all you have to say. Because it's hard to talk trash when you are a mediocre athlete. Like Pat Beverly, like that's difficult. But like when you're actually very good at what you do, all you have to do is say a sentence. And because it's so true, it like hits harder.
Absolutely. Well, who's going to hit tonight, Chelsea? Because we got a couple games to bet on. And I know you've got your props lined up and ready to go. Bucks and Texans in H-Town. Texans laying 2.5. Texans minus 145. The Bucks are plus 120. The total is set at 42.5. I like the Bucks. I like the points. Who do you like and why?
Yeah, I think I like the Bucks here. If I were to pick a side, just because for me, the Texans offense still looks like it's having some rust shaken off. And also, they have a ton of injuries that they're still dealing with. So we saw it in the first game. CJ Stroud didn't have a lot going. And we saw this last year where the offensive line does a not a great job of protecting CJ Stroud. Gave up the second most sacks of any offensive line in the league last year. So we saw this team only score a total of 9 points in their first game against the Rams. So I think that it's fair to have questions about this Texans team. Meanwhile, you look at the Bucks and the offense, despite suffering some injuries, no Chris Godwin, no Jalen McMillan, they have an embarrassment of riches, it feels like, on the offensive side of things, because you just plug in Amika Igbuka and you're like, okay, he's a slot receiver and he's amazing. You get all these rave reviews about somebody who is young, who is a rookie, who comes into the league, and everybody says he carries himself like a veteran. Then you get somebody as a quarterback in Baker Mayfield who is an absolute gamer. And I feel like in these type of games, this is when he's at his best. You know, when you play in these primetime moments on the road, I think he kind of likes when people like count him out and when people like boo him. I don't think that's going to be the case here. But still, just based on the info in front of us, it feels to me like the Bucks. But I'm not ready to feel super confident in that because I do think there is a good team in there in the Texans. And maybe it was just a one-game sample size. And maybe it was just a matter of, hey, we're a little rusty. It's the first game of the season.
Oh, I mean, that can absolutely be it. Think about how many opinions change after a single game. You know what I mean? So that wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, the Rams have a really good defense, too. So I know the Texans didn't score, and it wasn't their best performance. But the Rams are one of those teams here we're going to be talking about. We both liked them before the season. They look really good. Matthew Stafford, of course, he's fine. He's banged up, but he's always fine. But when it comes to this game, I do need to see a little more from the Texans. They missed Joe Mixon in a big way. I just wonder if they can keep up with the Bucs because the Bucs can score. You know, when Baker gets going, I mean, he can move on the ground. I know you've kind of looked at his rushing prop as well. Now they have Igbuka, who looks like he's going to be a stud, and you're adding him to that offense. And Chris Godwin is coming back soon. I just feel like that Tampa is too talented on offense, and that if the Texans need a score late in this game, like I wonder if they're going to be able to get it. So I'm going to go Bucks plus 2.5 here.
Yeah, I also think there's some good prop looks for this game. So as opposed to picking a side, I'm going to look at a couple receivers. I think you can go one of two directions when it comes to the Bucks, because I do think that's the best option to look on, you know, each side of the coin. So you can go the Mike Evans direction, which you don't even need that much of a handicap for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Evans, because he is such a stalwart. One of the best receivers in the league. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. We know he has a rapport with Baker Mayfield. Last week, he had 8 targets, 5 catches, 51 yards. But the thing is, you are always playing a higher number on Mike Evans. He is a brand name, and you're going to have to pay for it. So the prop on him tonight is a bit higher. It is 68.5, 5.5 receptions if you want to play catches. And also, I'll say this. Like, I started off with him because he is from Texas. And they had a really debilitating loss against the Texans. I think it was C.J. Stroud's rookie season. And they asked, like, the Texans about this game as well. And, like, they remembered it. They're like, oh, yeah, that's one of the best games, you know, C.J.'s ever played in. But for the Bucs on the other side of the coin, Mike Evans remembers this game. And he was like, listen, it was a huge letdown. I had a bunch of my family there because he's from Texas. So I think the fact that this game is in Texas, Mike Evans is going to be super motivated. He's going to want to put on a show. And also, he's Mike Evans. So, like, again, I don't feel like you need much of a handicap there. But for me, I'm going to go with the player that has a lower number in this one. And I think he has just as high of an upside here. Amika Igbuka, he's going to be operating out of the slot, or at least that's what we saw at Ohio State. That's what we saw in the first game of the season. And we saw this for the Texans. They just gave up a huge game to another slot receiver. His name is Puka Nacua, who, granted, is still a very, you know, elite type of player, and he has Matt Stafford throwing him the ball. So maybe it's some of that built in there as well. But he torched this Texans defense for 130 yards, 10 catches on 11 targets. So if you're looking for a slot receiver that could do the same, maybe it's Amika Igbuka, because you read all the articles on him, and it feels like they're talking about Puka Nacua. Like, all these adjectives that they use describe him. Route running technician. Maybe he's not the biggest and fastest guy, but he is very good at footwork. He's good at reading defenses. Sounds like Puka Nacua. So if Puka Nacua can do it against this defense, I think Amika Igbuka can as well, especially with Jalen McMillan and Chris Godwin out. So I'm going to take his receiving yards prop of 53.5, and we're hitting the over.
I'm taking Mike Evans anytime touchdown at plus 150 here. Didn't get in the end zone last week because Igbuka got 2 touchdowns in his debut. But now, because he's established himself so quickly and because of the reasons you mentioned, I mean, he's a different type of receiver. And, man, that offense, when they get Godwin, Matt, is going to be unbelievable. But you're not going to keep Mike Evans out of the end zone for long. And now defenses can't just focus on Mike Evans with Godwin out because they have Igbuka to deal with. And also, just the nature of the way that Mike Evans plays the game. Like, he's so big and strong that if they get close inside the red zone, you know the drill. Baker's just going to throw it up and let Mike Evans go get it. And plus, it's a plus money. So if you get Mike Evans anytime touchdown, plus 150, I know it's not a high total there, so maybe there is some hesitancy, but I feel like that's a really good price and one of the best receivers in the game.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk you off of that. Like, just because Mike Evans is such a mismatch in the red zone, like, we've seen it. He's going to go in the Hall of Fame. So especially at that price, I think that is a solid look.
All right. Do you have any more plays in this one, or do you want to transition to Raiders and Chargers?
I do like the rushing props for both quarterbacks, but they're not my favorite plays. Like, I don't know. Quarterback rushing props are tough because, remember, they can kneel at the end of the game, and that can cost you some yards. So let's go on to the Chargers and Raiders.
All right, let's do it. The Chargers laying 3.5 tonight in Vegas. Chargers are minus 190. Raiders are plus 155. The total is 46.5 in Sin City. I am going to play this down from 3.5 and lay minus 130. Maybe you can find it at minus 20 and lay the three just because I'm going to buy the hook. Some people don't like doing that. I don't mind doing it for the purposes of this show, but I was so impressed by what we saw from the Chargers in week one. They look coached up and ready to play. They look like a team that's going to compete with the Chiefs in the division, especially now with the Chiefs off to that 0-2 start. And the fact that they've had extra time to get ready for this game, I think, is massive. Doesn't matter if it's week two, if it's week 12, an extra couple days of rest. And I'm just not sold on the Raiders yet. Like, they are going to improve. Now they have actual professionals running the show and, you know, and Pete Carroll and Geno Smith, and it's good to have them back together again. But I'm just not quite so sure that they can keep up with LA. That looks like a juggernaut. As much as you can tell from a week one performance, it looks like a team that is coming together and is a complete football team.
Yeah, on paper, it looks like the Chargers should be the play. And I think the key matchup is going to be the struggling Raider secondary against Justin Herbert, who looked amazing
yeah.
the first game of the season. And we know the potential has always been there for Justin Herbert. I feel like the main knock on him is that he's had some terrible coaches at the helm, and it's been chargering in the second half, and maybe doesn't have the best postseason numbers, but none of those things apply to this game. Also, the Chargers have the better defense on paper. I know the Raiders got after the quarterback pretty well in the first game of the season, but last year the Chargers had the number one scoring defense in the entire NFL. Like, if you remember, a lot of those games were super low scoring, so maybe like pace of play went into some of that, but still a very stout defense. So for me, that's what it boils down to. I think Justin Herbert has another good day through the air. I also think props are going to be a good play in this game as well. I'm going to go with Keenan Allen. So somebody who took a bit of a sabbatical from the Chargers, went to the Bears for a bit, but now he's back. He has that rapport with Keenan Allen, had a big game. First game of the season, 7 catches, 10 targets, 68 yards and a touchdown. And I'll say this a lot when it comes to props. I'm looking for targets. I'm looking with somebody who is getting the looks and the opportunities to have a repeatable performance in the stats category. Because if it's a guy that gets 2 targets and just had one big catch that kind of, you know, skews the numbers, that's not somebody I want to bet on. I want to bet on somebody who has plenty of action. So Keenan Allen, I feel like, is the guy, and especially because you get a lower number on him. 53.5 is the number for him as well, as opposed to Ladd McConkey, who I think his number is in the 70s. I'm not saying he's not going to have a big game either, but we saw in the first game of the season, Justin Herbert airs it out enough to where everybody can eat in this offense. So I think Keenan Allen's going to be the guy for me.
I mean, he just fits, you know, with the Chargers. I mean, obviously Lev came back, but he was great in week one, and now with so much focus on those other guys, mm-hmm. I don't mind that play at all. Also, a bit of breaking news for you. So, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Joe Burrow, quarterback of the Bengals, will need surgery. We thought this might be the case. And so he will be out a minimum of 3 months for the Bengals. Suffered a turf toe injury yesterday against the Jags. Bengals won the game, but now it is Jake Browning's show. And, God, this is just worst fears realized for the Bengals.
It just stinks for us as football fans. Because how many years are we going to say, like, oh, maybe this is the year that Joe Burrow wins a Super Bowl? And another year, it's probably not going to be the case. He's being wasted.
God, he just... So many injuries and a defense that is meh. Maybe he can come back just in time for the playoffs, but it's going to be dicey from Cincy from here on out. Coming up next, another like a fresh week to make you some money. We'll do that and talk with the Donkster next on the Daily Tip on a Venom Gym.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.